So we استعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل هي say I seek refuge in the Almighty Lord I seek refuge in the Almighty Lord of daybreak الفلق in Arabic terms mean daybreak you can actually take it as mean in a vaster sense where it's all the creation with reference as it breaks out throughout life throughout the life So I seek refuge in the Almighty Lord, Lord of the daybreak. من شر ما خلق, from the evil of that which he created, of that which he created. This is in conjunction with the hadith by Muslim on the authority of Khawlatu bint Hakim that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he went to a place, he would say, من نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء حتى يرحل من منزله ذلك Whoever goes to a place, this is relating to all of us, whoever goes to a place, to a dwelling, and says, I seek refuge in Allah's perfect words, the place that you dwell, you're going to go in, nothing will harm you until you depart that place. So you're seeking refuge from what but? From the evil of those creatures that you have created. So nothing will ever touch you while being in that state, in that place until you depart. Now we've got to understand a very important issue here. We are not allowed, Islamically, to attribute evil as Allah's creation. In other words, the creation of evil is not attributed to Allah Ta'ala. However, the creation of the creatures is attributed to Allah Ta'ala and evil to whom? To the creatures. In other words, you are not allowed to say, I seek refuge in Allah from the evil you have created. That is haram. But you say, I seek refuge in Allah from the things of that which you have from the evil of the things of that which you have created. In other words, it is not allowed, dear brothers and sisters, we've seen this many times from a lot of sisters and brothers. They say, why did Allah create this evil? Allah did not create anything at all for the sake of evil. A'udhu billahi min dhalik. Allah created everything in good and for a great wisdom. However, in creation there is evil. For example, you get a person there. Is that a creation of evil? It's a normal person. No. But in that person, he might commit something that is evil. So Allah created that person, but he did not create the evil that this person is doing. Is that understood? So we are not allowed to attribute evil to Allah's creation, but we attribute the creation of creatures to Allah and evil to the creatures. And we should seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala at all times from the evil, whether taking place or not taking place. For example, things that have taken place like disease, injury, accidents, possession, magic, the evil eye, epilepsy, schizophrenia, and so forth. Anything that has taken place, we seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala alone, believing with our utmost belief that He and He alone is the only one that can cure us from this evil. Likewise, we seek refuge in Allah from that which has not taken place. That's why we say all the time, A'udhu Billah, A'udhu Billah. Isn't this a common saying? Whenever you go, wherever you go, A'udhu Billah, A'udhu Billah min dhalik. Meaning I seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from that. You're actually asking the Almighty Lord to protect you, to put you in a state of safety, to safeguard you from approaching that evil. So things that have not taken place, like shirk, or kufr, or superstitions, or innovations, or major or minor sins, or anything, always seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala. Don't think you're always safe. You're not safe. Because the shaitan, don't forget, is trying to target you. He's always focusing on you. And when he sends his troops, he won't send any person, any being to you. He'll send to you a powerful one if you're a strong Muslim, and the weak one if you're not even a Muslim. Because even the non-Muslims have shayateen at all times. The more stronger you are Islamically, the stronger you're going to get from those devils. The stronger devil you will get, and so forth. And the strongest ones were, the strongest test and the greatest test was to whom? The prophets of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we've got to understand the devil is always working very hard on you. That's why you always should seek refuge in Allah ta'ala, whether you think you're safe or not. Whether you think you're safe or not, always seek refuge in Allah ta'ala. And in any place you go, whenever you go to a place, always say, أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَّاتِ مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ. I seek refuge in Allah's perfect words from the evil of those creatures that He has created. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَكَبْ. And from the evil of the darkening as it brings the dark. Have you understood that? In other words, we seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from the evil, from the calamities that are at night time, in the night. And we all know that the night, generally, the crimes appear, acts of wickedness are intense. People at night time find it horrifying in itself, the night. Why? Because today, to a lot of people,